Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To be here with you again for episode 22. God, we've been going for yonks, haven't we?
We don't half go on.
Do you know who that voice is? It's Linda bloody Pollock. She's here. Oh,
hello.
Linda. Hello, hello. How are you doing, my love?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I had a nice visit with my old college friend. We caught up on a lot of things.
Oh, I remember that being a quite dull conversation in the last podcast.
Well,
what happened there? Keep it brief.
We had a cup of tea and a chat. We yeah. put the world to rights.
Oh, well, that sounds like a Laura laughs.
We talked about the time her housemate thought we were together as a couple.
Oh, now that's a little bit more exciting. Come on, what's... Oh, what? I've dropped my soundboard on the floor. Go on, yeah, oh, just a minute.
About that,
yeah, I've got a right flap about that. Just a second. Oh, tell us something sexy and lesbianish.
Well, it isn't really. I'd stop over sometimes and we'd top and tail, but there was none of that going on. They were making up their own stories. But you know what? We're having a wicked time in someone's imagination.
Ooh!
Moment.
In my imagination. So what happened? So you went to see her?
Yes, we didn't top and tail this time. We got our own houses.
Oh, right, okay.
We weren't drunk like we were in the 90s.
Okay, right. And so you went to do that, and what else is happening?
Oh, I've got plans.
Go on.
To go and see a tribute artist festival. Not even just a concert, a festival.
Oh, my God. You don't think it's cheating a bit? You'd rather go and see the real thing.
Well, it's cheaper, isn't it?
Well, I suppose... Yes, it is cheap, and also some of those bands have packed up, haven't
exactly.
they?
And I think sometimes the tribute artists try a bit harder.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
So who's on?
Little Chicks.
Which is Little Mix, yeah. Little Chicks,
little
right.
It's a Michael okay. Jackson one. I don't think he's allowed to call himself anything like Michael Jackson.
Michael Maxson.
Something like that,
yeah. Level 43.
I think there's a Britpop one, but I'm not that bothered about that.
Right, okay.
There's a few different ones. The best one I ever saw, Fleetwood Mac.
Wonderful, weren't they, Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, so good, but £700 a ticket. No thanks, I'll go and see Fleetwood Mac for £20 a pop.
Quite right, and also they'd probably get on a bit better, wouldn't they? Fleetwood Buddy
Mac. They do all the acting out, but I think that the Stevie and Lindsay thing is acting out now anyway. They can't still be harbouring grudges after all this time. It's been bloody years.
I mean, I expect the Oasis brothers, the Gallaghers, they'd probably get on famously, don't they?
Exactly.
They set up a rivalry. It makes it exciting, like me and Ruth, although I cannot stand and I want her out of my life.
Oh, yeah, you can forget that, will they, won't they? They won't.
What, they won't get back together? What, just it keeps it interesting?
Lindsay and Stevie, they're not going to... He's married to someone else. He's got loads of kids. She's not bothered, quite clearly. She married her best friend's husband, you know that?
Did she really?
Yeah, when her best friend died, she married her husband to sort of look after him.
What has this got to do with the supernatural, Linda?
Nothing.
No more pop music!
Oh, you just thanked me.
Time now, ladies and gentlemen, for your shite Skype messages.
New message.
Hi, Clinton. It's Stephen from the salon calling back about your spray tan inquiry. Yes, we do have Moroccan mahogany in stock, so ring back and I'll slot you in. Bye.
Hello, Clinton. I was wondering if you'd talk us through your rugby days. I had a marvellous conversation the other night with somebody you used to go to school with, and he told me that you were a right winger.
Hello again, Clinton. It's me. I'm waiting for you to put me in touch with Ruth Abbott.
Nearly 30 years ago, I had my own pub, 300-year-old pub in the centre of Bristol. And it was a Wednesday night, I was downstairs serving the customers, and my boyfriend was upstairs in the bath. He remembers the flat door being opened, me walking upstairs. He remembers that he was talking to me, but I didn't acknowledge him.
Could I have a portion of prawn balls, chicken fried rice?
Oh, hello there, Clinton, it's Brian here.
Hello, Clinton. Do you ever wee in the bath? I've weed in your bath, Clinton.
Now, you will remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about dogs and things, pets that appear from beyond the grave.
Yeah, that woman who had the meat delivery and the fella was next to the fire and she saw his coat lift up.
That's
apparently
right.
It was the dead dog's nose, but we all know it was a fart.
It was a blow-off. But what happened, I mean, I think that he did see her short-edged schnauzer as he was there. No jokes there, please, thank you.
Dropping his meat off.
I'm having sex at the moment.
It's not what he said. Have you, in your work with cats,
yes,
and try to keep this entertaining and less about, you know, the day-to-day life of a cat?
Yes.
Have you ever experienced anything a little bit supernatural in that department?
They are always ready for me when I come home.
Oh,
right?
Lovely.
I've got three cats. Well,
yes.
One doesn't give a shit. And
right.
Will just be like, I'll be down for my dinner.
Right.
It's like a teenager.
They are like that, cats, I find, yeah.
These two are like little dogs.
Oh,
and they
on.
Sit and wait for me at the door.
Oh, right.
And they sit on the windowsill and wait for me. So they always know I'm coming home.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe they've just done now all day. Who knows? Maybe they just left this thick and they just watched the door as I left and have not moved.
So you think they have some sort of clairvoyant power?
I think they know I'm about to arrive.
It's funny you should say that because the bloke Jim, who I mentioned earlier,
yes,
we used to, on a Sunday during lockdown, take his little cockapoo out. Come on, grow up. I'd quite go around there sometimes and find his cockapoo just lying there on his lap. When I turned up, and when we go out and walk around St Albans,
yeah, with it out.
Rather lovely with it. I was can't remember what I was going to say about it. Oh yeah. So for many, many weeks, I didn't turn up. Now, this is a tiny little cockapoo, right?
Yeah.
Sat by the door, waiting for me at the exact time that I used to turn up to go out for this walk. How could it know that? Looking out for my bloody car.
They've got like an inherent sense of time, haven't they? And I haven't, because I'm always late for everything. But these cats of mine, I've got a robot feeder. Because I, you know, I'm a very busy woman.
Right,
sometimes I'm not there, right?
Yeah, right. But hold on, you've also got a robot toilet as well that you have.
It's not a robot toilet. It's just a toilet seat that I'm training the cats to use.
That it gets
and
smaller.
By the way, that's going very well.
Very, very good. But
one of them was outside in the garden the other day and came in for a shit. I think that's progress.
That's fantastic. I wonder whether you could just go fully automated, can't you?
I think sooner or later.
I'm stroking the cat.
I think sooner or later I won't have to do anything.
No, exactly.
But these cats will sit next to the robot just at the right time before it starts calling them.
There you are. So listen, ye of little faith out there, ye people who believe in nought, bit like Linda,
yeah,
these animals do have a sixth sense. And with that in mind, you won't believe this, we got an exclusive interview with none other than Beth, who is the resident pet psychic from this morning programme on ITV. Have a listen to this. It's absolutely bloody, can't even speak properly, absolutely bloody extraordinary, where she gives a reading, amongst other things, of my dog Miracle. Stay tuned. Well, I'm honoured to be joined today by Elizabeth Lee Crowther. For anyone who doesn't know this extraordinary lady, she's, well, almost a sort of resident pet psychic, aren't you, on This Morning on ITV. Is that correct?
That's correct, Clinton.
That is right. This lady is, well, she understands animals. She can communicate with animals, and not in a way that, you know, maybe a dog whisperer does or a horse whisperer or a cat botherer. It's someone who can literally read their mind. Is that correct, Beth?
It is indeed. I use telepathy and a psychic link to find out what your pet is thinking.
What do you mean a psychic link? How, I mean, I understand all this because I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic, but what a psychic link? How does that differ from telepathy?
Well, I believe animals know a lot about you as well as knowing about their own selves, like their past and what's happened to them. But I think animals can know about your past, your present and your future. And sometimes, Clinton, your pet can make a prediction about you. So that's why I say that animals are very psychic, maybe even more psychic than we are.
Well, excuse me for using technical language, but isn't that just a lot of old bollocks?
Well, we can test it out. And I've put myself in situations because I know it can sound really strange.
Yeah.
And when I started doing this for other people, I wanted to be 100%
yes.
that what I was telling them was true. So what I did, I started doing pet readings for people all around the world, and I got them to send me photographs of their pets, because you don't need to be with the animal. You can use telepathy to link into them.
Well, look, I, of course, when I said that, I was playing devil's advocate, because I do believe this. I can pick up on pets. I do read people telepathically. And what I want you to do, my love, I'm just going to get my doggy Miracle, who's just outside this door. Amuse yourselves, everybody, just for a second. I'm just going to go and get her. Come here, Miracle. Come on. Come in here. What's this? I am coaxing her with nothing more, not my imagination, but some doggy treats. Now, I've got Miracle in here now.
Okay.
Looking up from her. Here, my darling. Go down, my love. Go down.
Well, Clinton, have you been writing a book? She shows me that you're doing a lot of writing recently.
Yes.
Where you're putting some ideas down, and she's very pleased.
I am doing an awful lot of writing at the moment, because I'm writing for this podcast that we're doing. But what I want to ask you, she does say that, yes, but it's an extra. How can she have an interest in my writing when, let's be fair, most of her interest is eating, sleeping, sniffing other dogs' bums and, you know, chasing after some cows in the field near us. Does she have an interest in literature? And if so, which one? Which writer?
She likes The Hound of the Baskervilles.
She does. Her favourite music. You know what her favourite classical music is, don't you? Bach. What else does she... Does she know some of my secrets?
Well, yes, but perhaps they're not secrets that you'd want to have exposed.
No, I really don't. I don't want any of those exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but any... I'd only did it once or twice, and
yes.
You know, I didn't do it. I did it once, maybe twice. I'm not sure she was in the room at the same. I normally like her out of the room when I'm doing that. Not sure I can look her in the face. You know, when I'm all right. Yo, she's nudging me now. She knows something's afoot. I don't know. Don't tell anyone that you've seen that, will you? So she does know some of my secrets.
Yeah, she knows some of your secrets, but only in a guiding and helpful way.
But she's not going to go on when I take her on the field tomorrow and, you know, she goes to see that German shepherd and say, psst, I saw Clinton, just say, for example.
She won't do anything that's going to upset you.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Because she loves you so much.
Beth, thank you so much. Now, listen,
that's
I want to get down to the nitty-gritty, because you have written a wonderful book for anyone who enjoys this and wants, you know, a little bit of guidance on how to read their own dogs. Tell me, my love, well, you've got a book out at the moment, and it's called Everything You Need to Know to Become a Pet Psychic.
That's
and your
correct.
Philosophy is that you offer something, what is it, the pact system of reading the pet's mind. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Clinton, because so many people are able to have this connection with their animals. Yeah. I wanted to share it with everybody. I don't think it's something I should keep to myself. So pact, it's a 10-step. Process, which basically you start off by being calm, doing some deep breathing. There's meditations in the book as well. And what I get people to do to bring them into focus and to ground themselves so that they're very prepared is tap on your third eye 7 times.
I'm tapping my third eye now. And what's supposed to happen? It just gets you into the zone, does it, a bit?
So if you tap seven times, and then if you raise your eyes up, so as if you're looking at your finger, where your finger would be on your third eye, between your physical eyes, raise your eyes up.
I'm doing that now.
Stare.
Yes.
And then close your eyes, Clinton.
Yeah.
But retain that upward stare for a moment.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Your eyes are closed.
Got it.
And
got
then
it.
I want you to imagine now that you are saying to Miracle, say her name in your mind three times, and then just ask her, how are you feeling? And just acknowledge anything that comes back, whether that is words, pictures, emotions, feelings, even smell or taste. To see if you pick anything up, Clinton.
Yeah, okay. Well, almost immediately she does. I don't think she needs any more toys, but she does like to nibble her right arm. Like there's a slight wound there. And I often think, well, she's bored. That's why she's nibbling that, you know.
Yes.
And so I'm getting that. I'm sensing that on her right arm.
All right, that's good, because that's something that you can easily put right. You can get some more toys.
More toys, or maybe some Sudocream or something on that wound or something. Can I ask you this, in all seriousness? Now, I'm playing devil's advocate because I understand that, and I do communicate with a number of animals.
Good.
Does she speak English?
I don't speak any foreign languages.
No, none of us do. None of us do. You know, somebody... Coming from Stourbridge, you don't speak English very well either. Fucking hell. Go on, love.
So it's a bit like if you had an interpreter, and, you know, somebody was speaking in German, for instance, and then they would say it back to you in English. So it's going through a process. And how I liken it. So if you think a bit like this, Clinton, when you're reading a book, and it's a book that somebody else has written, you're not hearing it in the author's voice, but you're hearing it own voice inside your own mind. So it might feel like that when you're communicating with Miracle.
On your website, I understand, on your website, you do a podcast called Psychic Beth Spiritual Calling.
That's correct.
That's going well. And also, on your website, it says Life by Numbers. Is that you or is that someone else's book?
Yes, it's because I did that book in my maiden name. So what I was doing was putting down what I was channeling from spirit, what that number meant. So say if you're in a situation where you might be in a dilemma and you need a little bit of extra help, you could ask the universe to show you a number that day, then you could look it up in the book. So we could try it, Clinton, if you've got a number between 1 and 1,000.
Yeah, go on. And
number would you like to choose?
Well, let's say
your head.
Okay, so if I say 27.
All right, then I'm going to read it out to you and see if this makes sense to you.
Go on,
Clinton.
Go on.
Hang on, I've just got to find 27.
Yeah.
It says, health issues, including aches and pains, are around you.
Bloody hell. Anyone listening to this podcast will know that I did a charity football match with a lot of celebrities and I'm aching all over. And it was over two bloody weeks ago.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. Well,
how old's your mattress, Clinton?
Oh, my God. It's so old. Put it this way. The memory foam's got Alzheimer's. It's terrible. Well, look, you're right. I must get... Do you know, I think it is the map. God, that's... I can't believe it. Literally last night, I was in bed with Miracle and I was thinking, oh my God, I couldn't move. The mattress was so saggy and she just tend to sort of lie all over me and I'm too nice to move her, you see.
Mm.
And never mind the yeast in her diet. I need a bloody good night's sleep. She's not worrying about me, is she?
I know you're about shoes? Have you got sensible shoes?
Well, you know, I mean, I knew it was a mistake running on that full pitch of them stilettos. It's done me back in something chronic. I'm going to get... I do wear sensible shoes because I'm of an age now. I wear Skechers.
Ah, they're called? That's good.
Yeah, they're very, very comfy. It's not long now before I'm going to have an elasticated waist and just jack it all in. Beth, I'm going to say goodnight because I've taken up so much of your time. That has been absolutely bloody amazing. When I think of a number, do you know what I think of with you? Number one, because you're number one in my hit parade.
Thank you, Clinton.
Absolutely number one. Beth, you have been an absolute treasure. Thank you so much. And Miracle, I think I will take a leaf out of your book. I think I will listen to Miracle more closely.
Good.
You know, I think you're much more gifted in the animal spiritualism than I am, actually. Because there's a couple of things I didn't pick up on there.
Well, I think that you can practice and you can be very, very good indeed at communicating with miracle.
I will be slapping my third eye the second I get off this internet, which is probably what she was grassing me up for with that German Shepherd, to be honest. All right, my love. Thank you so much. And best of luck, my darling.
Thank you.
Lots of love, my love. Na-na-i.
Love to you, Clinton.
Love to you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From Chat, it's Fate magazine, if you would please, Linda.
This is the venue, Chorley Theatre. The Haunting, formerly known as the Empire and then Chorley Little Theatre. This iconic venue has a rich and star-studded history, Clinton. First opening in 1910.
I played there. Yeah.
All right.
A Chorley Little Theatre. I played there. I'm going there on our next tour. Go on.
It's one of the oldest still operating purpose-built cinemas in the world. Acts such as Cannon and Ball.
Yeah, Clinton
Steve
Baptiste.
Steve Pemberton.
Clinton Baptiste.
And Ken Dodd. Have all performed
Why
there.
Why have they not put me on there? Go on, carry on.
Stands on a street once called Dole Lane, where the poor would literally have food doled out to them.
Yeah.
With such colourful history come the ghosts, of course, of course.
Yeah.
Seven spooks are seen on a surprisingly regular basis, or are they? Including a man in a 1950s drill bait known as the Shadow Man.
Right, okay.
A woman in Victorian dress. She hadn't got a name, don't deserve one, apparently. And Fred the technician, who signed in for work and never signed out.
Right.
Fred is reported to have died in the building, but official records
only
show...
He's not the only one. I've died there, fucking hell.
He never left one day after his shift. What really happened to him? Our resident ghost hunter, Barry Dodds, heads into the legendary building to find out, right?
Well, now, there's an article here, and I think it's safe to say, I've read it, that not much happened.
It's all about now.
Not much happened at the Chorley Little Theatre, except for... Go on.
He smells a sweet smell.
Yes.
He hears a creak.
Yes, that's my act.
He crosses the stage, sits down, says hello as if trying to strike up a conversation.
Right, and yet what happens here?
A cushion ends up on the floor.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, I looked it up, Chorley Little Theatre, because when I was there, I was not picking up any vibes. I'm assured that there is a ghost there. And the first thing I see is 1968 in the Chorley Guardian. Little theatre ghost proves camera shy. They set up all the cameras, found nothing. Don't matter, ghosts can be a little bit camera shy.
Right, yeah.
So then I looked down and again, nothing happened. Another report in about 1973. And then you go all up, if you go to lanx.live, there's all the locations in Lancashire. And I have to say the Chorley Little Theatre doesn't feature very highly in spooky goings on. It's all written down, like you imagine like military style.
Yeah.
I'll put printing out like it's sort of, that's it, top secret.
Should I do that noise?
Yeah, go on. Stop that now. BBC Radio Lancashire Studios. Type, haunting manifestation. This radio station is haunted by a man who fell down a flower chute and snapped his neck in the days when the bakery once stood on the site. He's obviously self-raising, this ghost.
In a ghost up my family.
Oh, fuck, no, didn't mean to do that one. Hold on. That's the one. Then we move on to the Lancashire Witches, the Songsbury Three Walk Free Charlie Hospital. Type, crisis manifestation. November 1968, phantom footsteps and the sounds of doors slamming. Little Theatre, here it is, Little Theatre. This is the Charlie Little Theatre. Haunted type, haunting manifestation. Date, time, 2010. Go on, read that.
Fred is one of several entities said to haunt the site, others being a shadowy figure seen on stage, a man wearing a trilby, a Victorian woman with a child, and an actress.
The shadowy figure on stage is me wondering where the bloody audience were, if I remember rightly. So listen, do come and see me and Ramon. We'll be all over the country.
Oh, that's still going, is it?
It's still going. We're doing the show. It's going to be an absolute bloody cocker. It's called Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon. Tickets at clintonbaptiste.com/live, and we will be at the Charlie Little Theatre. Why don't you come up, Linda, and we'll do an exorcist exorcism.
Well,
all right, don't back me hand off. Can we have another story if you can be asked, please, Linda? Tony Grist, Wiccan. music, please. From Chat It's Fate magazine. If you would do the honours, Linda, thank you.
Standing in the wooden pulpit dressed in my long black cassock, I smiled down at the congregation before me, but my heart was heavy.
Oh.
I'd just finished preaching a sermon about forgiveness. I was hoping that when the time came, my flock would find it in their hearts to forgive me.
Oh, what's he done?
After I'd seen out the congregation, I retreated to my study in the vicarage, which had become home to me, my wife and three young children for 3 years.
Says Tony Grist from Matfield in Kent.
I picked up the phone. I had a call to make that I just couldn't put off any longer.
Go on, yeah.
My marriage had broken down and I'd been having it off with another woman.
Oh, it happens.
I just couldn't live a lie any longer. So picking up the phone, I dialed my boss.
Who's that? God?
No, he knows and he won't
impress. No, he knows. He's not impressed.
And I phoned the bishop and dropped the bombshell.
Oh, yeah.
I've been having an affair. What do you want to do about it? The bishop arranged a face-to-face meeting with me so we could get all the details.
Dirty pig.
And then we agreed that I couldn't continue as a vicar. It was that bad.
Well, it's naughty.
Very naughty. Go on.
I stayed on for a few months until a replacement could be found, and meanwhile, my wife and I agreed to divorce.
So?
She moved to Bolton.
Oh, I thought we'd price people like him out.
I realised I'd been attracted to being a vicar as I was interested in the paranormal and the occult.
It does happen, yes.
Back then, the church had seemed like the only option to explore my spirituality further. But in fact, it had done the opposite and cut myself off from my spiritual self.
Right.
So one day, I was browsing casually in a bookshop when I happened across a book about the Celtic triple goddess.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that movie.
I instantly connected with what I was reading.
You make me feel sexy.
They can do those sorts of books.
What I loved was this form of belief and worship was so focused on women.
Oh, yes, I bet.
I struggled with the way Christianity was all about blokes. It just seemed so out of balance. I thought of myself as a feminist and I wanted something that was more focused on the feminine. I was looking for love as well as spiritual meaning in my life.
Right, okay. So there's a pattern emerging here with this fella, but I'm being... Where did he look then?
Manchester Evening News Lonely Hearts column.
Very spiritual.
A lady called Aileen answered and she sounded lovely. Yeah. So we arranged to meet at a pub for a drink.
Right.
Right from the start, I decided to be completely upfront with her. There's no point otherwise, is there?
Would you like to spank my bottom one day?
He didn't say that, sorry. He was concentrating on the Celtic triple goddess. Yeah.
I used to be a vicar, but now I'm into worshipping the goddess, I told her.
Yeah, I've never heard it called that before.
Aileen smiled. At least buy me a drink first, she said. No, sounds great. I'd be interested in giving goddess worship a whirl.
You don't give these things a whirl, Aileen. It's not a question of giving it a whirl. You have to dedicate your life to this sort of thing. Go on.
Maybe she thought he was proposing something else.
Yeah.
I knew there and then she was the woman for me. We both joined a local goddess group that we found advertised in a pagan magazine. We were introduced to Wicca, a sect of paganism that's all about the balance of male and female energies.
Right.
Respecting nature, honouring the seasons and dancing about with no clothes on. Called sky clad.
That's right, go on. Yeah, they took the clothes off.
Yeah.
Well, that does happen in Wiccans. It does happen. And there's nothing sexual about it.
I'm having sex at the moment.
They don't say, because they're dancing around.
Pagans believe there's nothing shameful about the human form. It's simply a reminder that we're all sacred.
You haven't seen me when I'm doing my bath, my chakra bath.
Ruth has,
yeah. There's nothing sacred about that.
Just felt right taking part in those ceremonies, so Aileen and I went a step further and were initiated into Wicca.
Oh, God. Bet you did.
The initiation ceremony was skyclad, of course.
Skyclad does mean naked, doesn't it? Just to check. Yes, it does.
I became a Wiccan priest and Aileen became a Wiccan priestess.
Yeah.
I think it's time we set up our own coven.
Well, there you are. That's your answer. They want to do their own thing.
This sounds a bit...
It sounds a bit... I'm not saying... I don't want to libel the bloke, but it sounds a bit swingy, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
It's a lot of sky cladding.
She'd met a couple of people who she thought might be perfect. Again!
And they're both again. I think they're going to
like
be
them.
I like them for how we can...
Our coven ran for a few years and we had up to 10 members at the time, including an ex-squaddy. Now, why do I get the feeling that he was the selling point? Hey, come along, we've got an ex-squaddy. Squaddy.
Just look for the pamplegrass at the front of the house.
We'd raise energy by dancing sky again, you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then invoke the qualities of the god or goddess that we were working with during that particular ceremony. It's not me doing it, it's the god.
It's the god that's made us roll over and do some naked
twister. If I'm doing this and you're in the way, it's not my fault. Our male and female coven members became witches once they were initiated. Well, yeah, I guess that's what that means,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So during this time, Aileen and I wrote a book. I don't know how they had the time. Called The Illustrated Guide to Witchcraft, The Secrets of Wicca and Paganism Revealed.
Well, I've looked this fella up and I want to say in his defence, it is all 100% real. He is, you know, he practices with the god or goddess. He is involved in a Wiccan, so I do not want to libel him, but the way this magazine sets it out, it all sounds a bit swingerish, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? But
a
maybe
bit
that's
swingy.
Maybe that's just us have been contaminated by the earthly world.
Maybe. I mean, I do believe in all this stuff, and I've spoken to in the previous series, I've spoken to a very hostile lady who was a white witch. I'm just saying that some of these magazines, they do make it sound a bit kind of, you know, just pop your clothes off and go through to the front room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Aileen got ill. I became her carer. I didn't leave lot time for anything else. But the Wiccan years were wonderful. I'm retired and a granddad now, but I have such happy memories.
Yes, all right.
So he's not that on the head now. He's too old.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have any stories about being in a Wiccan, I'll be honest, I do like the nakedness. I want to hear about that stuff. I pretend not to like it, but it's funny, isn't it?
Well... I find it quite off-putting, wouldn't you, if someone was dancing about with the balls jangling?
Well, I suppose so. I mean, if you think that you're going to be all sort of religious about it, and then someone comes in and they get the wrong end of the stick and it's all...
Do you like to taste me jam donuts?
Then, you know, you'd want to probably steer it back towards the religious, wouldn't you?
I still don't know why we had to know that they had a squaddy on board.
I don't know. It makes it all the more sexy. Well, Linda, that was a very sexy story about white witches.
We all need to calm down
we
now.
We all need to calm down a bit. Good luck to Tony Green and his Wiccan. Here is someone. Oh, now this really is smashing. At long, long last, we got near to Yvette Fielding, as you know. And this week, I managed to speak to her on her podcast.
You're joking.
No, get a load of this.
Well, by the miracle of telephone, and shame we can't do it any other way, I've managed at long, long last to get hold of Yvette, Carl and Glenn. Hello, my darling.
Hello, Clinton!
What an absolute honour it is for us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased you're here. You know, I was only pulling your leg when I was saying stuff about your podcast. I will never do that again. It's what we call in the business cross-pollination, and we're laughing to think it.
No, we're honoured. We're honoured that you even mentioned us.
Yeah.
Oh, you are wonderful. Now, look, I'm going to ask you all the things that every bugger always asks. There's a lot of people out there, including my assistant, Linda, who are a bit like Glenn. They're a bit cynical.
Yeah.
Tell me how... Yes, they're ugly. Yeah, very hairy knuckles, a bit like you. But the thing is, love on one knuckle, chips on the other. But listen, this is what I wanted to ask you. There must be many, many times like me that you have actual evidence of seeing ghosts. Do they always surprise you, ghost spirit, when it manifests itself? What's the one thing that freaks you out more than ever? Can we go to Yvette for that one?
Oh, thank you, Clinton. Well, I have to say, when you actually see a person physically harmed
by something. So I've seen Carl and Stuart. They've been scratched and burned, and and that was very, very frightening to see. I actually quit. I resigned the show many years ago when we were at Edinburgh Vault. Sorry, I've got geese in the background. I've got geese as pets. You see, we live on a farm.
Ghosts of geese or actual geese? Poltergeist.
No, they're real geese.
Oh, bloody hell, okay.
Yes.
So you quit the show because of actual harm done to people, or you personally?
No, to I've seen it happen to Carl and Stuart, who were holding the cameras at the time, walking around locations, and the next thing, you know, they've got scratches on their necks or scratches on their backs and stomachs, burns as well.
I've
seen it actually come out in front of my eyes. I've seen the blood coming through their clothes and on camera. And, of course, that was so terrifying. And, the first time it happened was just after Edinburgh Vaults. And we were doing a live show, and I said live on air, that's it, I resign, I can't do this anymore because we're messing with something we don't understand.
Absolutely. And on that score, I'm very interested in this, the ethics of what you do. Do you ever worry that you're sort of tormenting souls that cannot pass over? Any of you can answer that. Maybe Carl, what do you think about that?
Sometimes we have put... souls across that have asked to go across and that have been lost. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but this has happened in front of you. We've done it on some of the events that we do where that's been witnessed by 10, 15, sometimes 20 people at a time. I know that there is...
You're talking about your viewers or people that are in the room at the time. I'm joking! Come on! Go on.
Both. I think they're about the same. We've kind of... And that's been witnessed by these people. So I've got to say that if they want help, we can help them. If people believe that. If they don't, then that's fine. But generally, I don't really want to help them. I want them... The more tormented spirits there are around that want to throw things and play around, the better it is for me.
Okay. And Glenn, can I ask you this?
Go on.
But what do you say to people who say it's a lot of old bollocks?
Well, I find people who watch it from the comfort of their armchair who dismiss it out of hand because it challenges their norm to go on one of the most haunted experience events, because that is where they'll find that paranormal activity is a genuine phenomenon. But it's just something we don't really understand. There's a real energy. I know I am an open-minded sceptic. I went in expecting it to be all rubbish. How wrong was I, by the way? But the activity is genuine activity. I've had my fair share of weird shit happening to me whilst I've been on my own in a haunted location with no one else around. But for me, the quiz question is... what is actually doing it? Because there's nothing there. Something's doing it, but we can't really say for definite what it is, and that's what I'm interested in.
Absolutely, and that is my feeling entirely. Now, I suppose Derek Acor is completely off limits to discuss, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, he's here now, and he's saying he loves the podcast. Don't worry about him, he's fine. I think he's started off a wool shop up there or something. Christ knows what it is. Equally qualified for that as well. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much. It's been an honour having you on the podcast, and thank you for welcoming into the bosoms of you all.
Oh, you're always welcome in my bosoms, Clinton.
Oh, well... let me just think about that for a second.
Trust me, they're well worth a welcome.
Oh, they are.
Welcome home. Well, all right, my love. Okay, well, fading now, my loves. Keep going with what you're doing. It's admirable. Oh. Lots of love.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yvette Fielding's podcast there. I take it all back. It's absolutely superb.
I thought you might.
Please do go to Yvette Fielding's podcast. What's it called again?
Yvette Fielding's podcast, Spooky Spooky Times.
Spooky Spooky Times. Did you make that up?
Yes. I'm a very big fan of Yvette Fielding. In fact, I did once see her and she's just delightful.
Well, I felt the same.
You make me feel sexy.
Oh, who's this?
sarong.
Oh, it's sarong. It's sarong. It's right.
Oh, hello, everybody.
It's time to wrap things up with a song.
We're going to wrap things up. I've had a lovely time.
I'm a little bit tipsy, too.
I'm a bit tipsy. When in Rome.
That's Jane McDonald.
We love her.
Oh, we love her. But that's just the cue for today's song. Yeah. Just to wrap things up, Linda, thank you for coming.
Pleasure.
A little bit negative this week. It doesn't matter. Come back next week and we'll have something beautifully researched for you to deal with.
Lovely. Right? I will see some evidence finally, will I?
What are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to go and get my groove on to Little Bit.
Oh!
What are they called? Little Bit.
Little Bitches.
Little Chicks.
All right, my love. See you next week, everyone. Fady Neil. Fady Neil.
Little bitch.
Well, thanks for listening. And as Nick Thingy used to say on the end of Crime Watch, don't have nightmares. Mind you, there are a lot of terrifying ghosts out there, some of them watching you when you're asleep. Thanks for attending. The money you're spending, though some of you don't, you stingy old stoat. Perhaps those who get this podcast for free every week would care to put their hands in their fucking pockets and come to see Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon on tour. And now it's time to say a ghostly goodbye. I'm gonna miss you all over the next 7 days, but if I'm honest, only the ones that pay. Please do take care and don't forget to go isn't just for Christmas. Those bastards will shit you up every season of the year. Sleep time. Sleep time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fady Neil.